Welcome to episode 440 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Sandy, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents George and Donna. And fellow Outlander travel agent Nitra recently sailed on Royal Caribbean's Liberty of the Seas out of Fort Lauderdale. Hey, thank you, Nitra.
Yay.
Thanks for coming on. So she's here to tell us all about it. Let's get started.
Hello.
Hey, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you.
So why'd you pick this one? Why did you pick the Liberty of the Seas?
So we have started liking the mid-sized ships. It's not too overly crowded. And we like the short cruise to, you know, kind of get away for like a weekend. And this happened to be a great itinerary for the first weekend, which falls on my daughter's spring break weekend. So that was why we chose that one.
You've already done spring break, really?
So my oldest daughter, right, takes early college classes. So her spring break technically is all this week. So we started and did the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So then that way the sixth grader only is out of school on Friday and Monday.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. So what was the itinerary like?
So it's really quick. If you blink, you'll be back. But on Friday, you leave and you cruise overnight. Saturday morning, we woke up at Perfect Day at Coco Cay. Sunday morning, you are in Nassau. And then Monday morning, you're back in Fort Lauderdale.
George is bitter because he still hasn't been there.
Perfect day. Oh, my goodness, George.
Weather. It was so windy, they couldn't dock. We could see it, but couldn't get there.
You couldn't touch it. Still, you could see it was a mirage.
Still haven't been there.
How many times have you been there, Nitra?
So since it's been Perfect Day at Coco Cay, 3, maybe 4 times.
How many times have you been there, Donna?
Two. And it'll be a third time this summer.
George, I think I've been there 3 times.
I'm headed to Labadee for my 4th trip this year.
Oh man.
Yep.
Labadee's fun too.
It is. Yep. No, yep.
And to be honest, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I don't do the big water park. I think, didn't your son do it, Donna?
They did. We did, but it was right after the pandemic. And so there was like, the ship was at 30% occupancy and it was a really stormy, icky day. And he like did the whole thing in like 15 minutes.
He's like, okay, I'm done. I'm cold.
So he's we're going to do it again this summer, but this time I'm hoping that it'll be a little more crowded.
Be nicer. Yeah. Yep. Did you guys do it, Nitra?
Yeah, we did because we were lucky enough that all the tickets were 50% off. We got in on a really good deal. Yep. So all of us went. I'm not a water park girl. I just went to watch the girls and their dad on the slides and things of that sort. But we were the only ship in port. So it made for a very nice, relaxing day where they're not standing in line, you know, in very long lines waiting to get on the slides.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, do you know how many people can fit on the Liberty? Like, what is their capacity?
I think it's a little over 2,000, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. So that's actually pretty small.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, Liberty, it was the biggest ship before the Oasis class.
I want to say it's closer to 4,000.
No, Freedom was bigger. Because it has a plaque actually on the Freedom that says it had the Guinness Book of World Records.
Huh.
It's the same class, though, right?
They are in the same, in the Freedom class.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, Sandy, you win. It's 3,800 double occupancy.
It doesn't feel like there's a bunch of people until you go to the Windjammer.
Yeah.
Nice. When you gotta go to the Windjammer, or you want to get, you know, get off the boats for an excursion. So,
well, my next question was going to be about your stateroom, but let's go ahead and talk about the meals in the buffet first.
Okay.
Since you brought it up.
Yeah, so we did all of our dinners in the main dining room. I will say service on the Liberty was awesome. Had no issues whatsoever. My daughter has a nut allergy, so they were definitely the same precautions that we've seen on other ships was taken for that. But the waiters were so personable, you know, asking about our day and having conversations. It wasn't just, you know, what do you want to eat and leave and come back and drop your food. We got to, you know, talk to our waiters quite a bit in the main dining room.
With a nut allergy, does she have to order the night before or do they have?
She does.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, she does. So the first day we get there, they will ask, you know, we'll ask for the head waiter and he'll come over. He'll take her order that day and then take it back. And then at the end of that meal, he'll bring the menu for the next day and then take her order. And then they have it the night before.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I've experienced that too, but I just wondered because a nut allergy feels common, but I guess they do need to take precautions that they don't have like cross contamination.
Correct. Yep. Stuff.
Yeah. Good. That's good. So what kind of stateroom did you guys have?
We had a balcony.
Oh, how nice.
Yep. So we decided to, it's four of us and we love our space. So we did connecting balcony. So we had two balconies side by side. Nice. And I love the fact that the balcony window or the door opened. So it was made it for one long balcony that we could just share.
That's cool.
She had you had no issue getting the stateroom attendant to open the divider between the two?
Not at all. So when we got, when they let us in our room, she stopped by and she wanted to know if we needed the doors to be a connecting door. And we said, yeah. And we said the same for the balcony. And she was like, okay. We left for a little bit and came back, I think, right before dinner to, you know, kind of clean up. And everything was open and ready.
Wow. Nice.
That's good to know because I get that question a lot. And I'm always like, yeah, I think you can just tell your stateroom, but I've never done it myself. So
yeah.
Cool. All right. So what kind of entertainment do they have on the ship? Do they have any really big shows?
They do. They have a Broadway show that I did not see. It was Saturday Night Fever, if I'm not mistaken. Cool. And I chose not to see it because it was an hour and a half long. And after a very long day, I don't think I had the capacity to sit for a Broadway show. But we did go and see the Ice Show, and that was an awesome show.
Oh, that's cool. Was it comparable to like the Oasis class ice shows?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. And does that turn into like an ice skating rink for guests during the day?
It does. Yep. So on Sunday, the girls decided they wanted to go ice skating and it was from 5 to 6. So when we got there, you know, they have it broken up in time. So they their time was 5:30. We came back at 5:30 and they were allowed to be on the ice for 20 minutes or so. So the girls had a great time doing that.
Yeah. So, Alex did that one time and Jeff, I don't think, has heard so much cussing out of an 8-year-old.
Really?
Oh, yes. Because she saw, they basically were waiting for, you know, they were having practice with the professionals. And the professionals were sitting there doing triple axels and, you know, Lutzes and things like that. She's like, okay, I'm going to do that. And she fully expected that she would walk out on the ice and be able to do those things. And she was cussing him up and down, going, you're not holding me right, Daddy.
I love that confidence.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Well, I can say with all amateurs on the ice, the professionals were standing over watching as, you know, everybody did whatever they were doing. But
that's cool. So I'm guessing they have like the standard, you know, comedian type stuff or like karaoke, trivia, all that kind of stuff too.
Yes, they did. They did have a headliner. I don't remember what his name was, but they did have the comedian. We heard the cruise director announce him after the ice show because that was going to be later on in the evening. And then they had a couple of other shows. We just weren't into going to see the shows. We just kind of wanted to, you know, navigate around the ship and just spend time together eating ice cream at Ben and Jerry's and eating pizza at Sorrento's, you know, all the other fun things.
Nice. So I have not been on this class of ship. So can you kind of talk a little bit about what it's like? I feel like Royal Caribbean kind of has these like big, not atriums, but almost like malls that you walk into when you first get on board. Is it like that? What's that?
Yeah.
Help me out. What's that called?
The promenade.
The promenade. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So they actually don't have you walk in on the promenade on the Liberty. We actually came in, if I'm not mistaken, on deck 4, which is the deck below the promenade, because promenade is on deck 5.
Okay. So then you just go on up.
Yep, and then you kind of just, yeah, go on up, head on over to Windjammer, of course, when you first get there, because that's where everybody's going for, you know, lunch or to kind of sit by the pool and things of that sort.
Yeah, I know you've said before you're an early getting on the ship type person, right?
Correct. I am. Yep. So they actually had their annual Coast Guard inspection. So we actually got on an hour later than we typically would. My check-in was supposed to be at 11:30 and we didn't get on until a little after or close to one.
Were you waiting in the port?
Well, they sent everybody an email and a text message to ask you not to come because they would turn you away. Okay. So, you know, we just went in at our normal time and they had some security issues. It looked like the computers had gone down a little bit. So the line was long when we first initially went through. But after that, it was smooth sailing.
I see what you did there. So how did it feel? Does it feel like cruising is back to you, or did you feel like they were still like maybe a little short-staffed, or did you feel like, you know, getting through the port was still pretty easy? What were your thoughts on that?
I do feel like they are still a little short-staffed in certain areas when it comes to, I feel like housekeeping was fine as far as we never had any issues getting things that we needed or our rooms turned over or things of that sort. But when you go into like the Windjammer, you don't feel like there's enough people, especially when everybody's at breakfast at the same time trying to get breakfast before you go to Perfect Day. And it's so packed and, you know, everybody is trying to either get a table or get up from a table. They didn't seem to have enough people cleaning the tables and things of that sort. But guest services, I felt like there was always enough people there. I didn't really see any other issues. I think mostly in the Windjammer is where you would kind of see the lack of people there.
I think that's why I prefer to do my breakfast at like the, whatever the main dining restaurant open, because yeah, it's, I don't know, it's kind of a nicer experience to me. I hate trying to find tables in the Windjammer.
Yeah.
And not just Windjammer, it's like every buffet though. You know, like it's kind of.
Correct.
Yeah. Does this one have, I'm trying to remember if this ship has been amped. Do you know if they've added
it? Has been amped. It's been a while since it's been amped, and it's actually getting ready to go into dry dock within the next month or so for a few upgrades. Yep. Because, you know, Liberty is not as young as she used to be. You can see some of the wear and tear on her in some places, but it's not like major things. Like I could notice it like in my bathroom. Of course, the bathroom is a little bit older. The mirrors are kind of worn and you can see where the glass is kind of coming off. It's just small things like that, but you can tell that she is an older ship.
I think cruise lines are really good about doing the dry docks for like that kind of cosmetic stuff. I remember when they were going through this whole amp thing, it was before COVID they started, you know, but, and they really updated a lot of their ships to make them feel a little bit more like their Oasis class ships. So did they add like big water slides to this one or trampoline on top?
It does not have the trampoline. It has three big water slides. And of course it has the really nice waterworks area for the kids. So the kids, you know, really enjoyed that. We were traveling with some friends and they had smaller kids and they had a blast there. And my girls on Nassau Day, we didn't get off the ship. They were able to partake in the water slides. They did not do the Flow Rider this time, but did have some fun on the water slides.
And remind us how old your girls are?
17 and 11.
And then you said you were with younger kids too?
Yep. So my girlfriend that went with us has an 11-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a set of twins that are 4-year-old.
Ooh, fun. So did they do the kids club?
She did not partake in the kids club. She said she would do that next time. This is the kids' first cruise. She, you know, spent a lot of time with them doing things with them instead of taking advantage of Adventure Ocean. But I was trying to get her to take a break to have some downtime and utilize the service, but she never did. But as we were getting off the ship, she was like, next time I definitely will use the service.
I know my kids, we never went when my kids were that young, but I think when you have a group of kids or siblings like that, they kind of entertain each other in the kids club. Like, I don't know. I would definitely.
Right, exactly. Making friends and things of that sort. Yeah.
Yeah. Did your older daughter do the teen club at all?
She did not do the teen club. She did meet a couple of teens on the ship and, you know, they chatted and things of that sort, but she never did the teen club. Now she did it on the last cruise when we went in August, and she typically does it when we're on our longer cruises. She'll go to the teen club.
Yeah. Nice.
She's got to get away from mom.
Hey, I'm cool with that. I'm all for I'll see you at 10 or I'll see you at 11.
Oh. Just check we first dinner and we're good.
Right, absolutely.
Our first cruise, Fox was like 14, I think. And he would call us in our room and be like, I'll be back at like 2 a.m. And his dad was like, no, you won't. You're not back soon. I'll be up there in my pajamas getting you. So, yeah, he kind of found some freedom or like, I don't know.
Right, that yeah. I mean, that's what it
Chris,
is, really.
You know, showed up to pick him up in, you know, just in his tidy whities.
Yeah. Well, he'd put on pajama pants, but he might have worn Crocs or something, you know. Yeah. It's funny, though. I think it is really fun for kids to do that. So we kind of talked, you said you didn't get off the ship at Nassau. So Anything else cool about Perfect Day? I know you said you're not a water slide girl. Did you do any of this stuff?
I did get in the wave pool. I will say the water was cold, but I did get in the wave pool. I relaxed a lot. we did get a day bed over in Breezy Bay at Chill Island. That is my most absolute favorite thing to do. And I took a nice long nap after we had some lunch and after the water park and played in the water with the girls on the floating mats and things of that sort. So
is the day bed? What is that like? That's not like a cabana, right? Or
so it's a faux cabana, right? It's just four posts with a bed, four pillows, and you get two reclining chairs, a cooler with four bottles of water and an umbrella, and two floating mats. And we were right at the water, so we weren't the second row. There's like two rows. I think they have like 44 beds or something like that, but in that area. And so because there was only one ship at Perfect Day, all the beds were not sold out, so my girlfriend was actually able to rent her one as well. But they have curtains on them, so on each of the side, the right and the left side, so you're able to close them as the sun is getting up too high, and things of that sort. So we would close them, we would take a nap, but the front and the back would be open.
I like the idea of having like a home base, you know, like letting the kids go do something and then come back. I never really hung out on the Chill Island part, though. I like going to the South Beach part. It has that.
Yeah, so I've never been over to South Beach. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You had to walk over there.
by the time I get over to Breezy Bay and chill and just relax, and there's a snack shack right there, there's a bar right there, I don't really need to go anywhere else.
Exactly. Like, I got everything I need.
Right. The buffet's not that far. The bathroom's right there. It's just everything is right where I need it. So
I do like how there's several free things to do on that island too. Like, you don't have to buy the water park, or you don't have to do the beach club thing.
Yeah,
it's nice. It's very cool. So you brought up the bars. Did you have a favorite bar or a favorite drink?
I drank a couple of mojitos and a couple of strawberry daiquiris. So all the bars seemed to be hitting just fine. I didn't necessarily have one favorite one.
You don't do the drink package or anything, right?
I don't. I don't drink enough to drink the drink package or have the drink package.
Yep, me too.
Nope, not me. I got to get the drink package. Especially if my husband's with us. I just don't even want to make him think about it. You know, like.
See, I love on cruise ships when it's convenient and it includes like the Wi-Fi or gratuities or other things, I will be more than happy to do it. But just to pay for drinks, I mean, it's just not worth it.
Yeah, I definitely don't drink that. I think I might have had six drinks total the entire cruise.
Wow. Now, I like doing Bloody Marys for breakfast. And I mean, you can't drink all day if you don't start at breakfast. So
that is true.
Wow. Words of wisdom from Sandy.
Thanks. I'll keep that in mind, Sandy.
Just kidding. All right. Do you guys have anything else you want to ask or anything else we overlooked?
I don't think so. No.
I will say that our balcony was on the side, on port side. So we did see a couple of runners in Nassau because we were sandwiched between the Carnival cruise ship and a Celebrity cruise ship. So Celebrity had left already, and Carnival, we were watching them take up all of their gangways, and they had two runners, but they were actually able to make it.
Oh my God. That is like my worst nightmare.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yes.
You don't want to be on YouTube, you know?
No.
That's what happens when you get left report.
Yeah, it was quite a few of us on the balconies watching, for sure.
Oh, my God, that's funny. Well, I'm glad they made it. Alrighty, well, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. And please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. And Nitra, thank you so much for coming and telling us about your cruise.
Yep,
thank you for the invite. I appreciate it.
Yay. So on behalf of Donna, George, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.